Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
It's Rich Keefe.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Well, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Hashtag Dork, doing something a little bit different. This is going to be all spoilers for Avengers Endgame. The embargo has been lifted. There is no Romanoff Von Domanoff. Davey Eyeballs, Davey Audio, he is not in today because he and I agree on Avengers Endgame. You can listen to the episode in the archives. We both really, really enjoyed it. I have somebody in here today who did not enjoy it. His name is Jason Rossi. He is producer of Dale and Keefe. He is also the host of Rossi on Wrestling. You can find it on iTunes. Jason?
Yes?
How are you?
That's how I feel about Endgame, so that's how I feel.
I'm asking you how you feel overall.
In life?
You're letting it affect your everyday mood now? You saw this movie 2 weeks ago, and now you're still upset about it?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
So it takes that you're miserable because of the movie?
When I think about the movie, it makes me upset.
So Jason Rossi did not like Endgame. I loved Endgame. And also, you tweeted out something that was pretty reckless. A lot of people were disgusted by. You had
what,
the Jason Rossi.
Take?
It was not a wrestling take. It was a 22 movie ranking of just the MCU movies. And out of those 22 movies, ballpark, where did you have Avengers Endgame?
Somewhere between 10 and 15.
I think it was lower. I want to say it was like 50.
I
want to say it was much lower, hence why we were doing this podcast.
Let me start.
Say it was 22 so we can do the podcast.
Let me start with the text message I sent you right after the movie. So I had just seen it.
Yep.
And of course, after seeing Endgame, you're going to do a few things like go to the bathroom and text Rich Keefe.
Yeah.
So I said,
hopefully at the same time.
No, the line was
Do you ever text anybody while you're at the urinal?
All the time.
I feel like that
in
is
the
most reckless
here?
Thing you've ever done.
Oh, you
text
me?
At the urinal?
One hand's on the good
your
spot,
phone
one hand's on the
phone. Your phone must be fucking disgusting.
Absolutely. You want to hold it?
I don't.
This is my text. Knee-jerk reaction to Endgame. Good, but overall, a lot of spaces.
Oh, you said good.
Meh. Yeah, the movie.
Oh, but then you dropped a meh on me. That's why I was upset. You dropped a meh.
It's not a bad movie. It just wasn't a good movie. Like a great
movie. It was
movie.
A good movie, and it was a great movie. And it was a great conclusion to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Three phases, 22 movies. This was really the perfect ending. It was. A lot of TV shows. Because you almost have to compare it to a TV show. You can't even compare it to a trilogy because it's so more grandiose than that.
This is like a season of a television show. 22 episodes, you know, give or take, well, the way shows used to be.
Or like two or three seasons now, like when they do like 10 episodes,
yes.
Like something like that. It's like two or three. But it's also, it's even more impressive than that because you've had so many different directors. You've had different actors. You had to weave all these stories. And some of it's filler. Like, trust me, the MCU doesn't have 22 great movies. It doesn't. But yeah. I think this is one of the great movies. And I think I look at it more as a group than a individual movie because this is one where like... You almost can't look at it as an individual movie.
Why?
Because without Infinity War, this doesn't make a fucking lick of sense.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, you almost have to combine Infinity War with this at the very least.
Well,
they filmed
Infinity
them together.
War was a 10 times better movie.
Infinity War was awesome. Infinity War, I have as the second best MCU movie. This, I have as the third.
So let me give you the rankings just so people didn't see my tweet.
They're mad.
You know, my world famous tweet.
They're going to be fired up.
This is still my knee jerk. I'm going to redo this once I watch them all again.
All right.
But this is my ranking.
Are you
right
doing
now.
1 to 22 or 22 to 1?
What do you want me to do?
Ooh.
22 to 1.
Yeah.
Avengers, Age of Ultron, Iron Man 2, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 3, Thor the Dark World, Thor Ragnarok. Everyone hates me for that one.
That's an insane take.
Captain
That's
America.
Like you need to be committed, straitjacket take. Thor Ragnarok is one of the five worst.
Hilarious movie.
All right.
I like that part of it, but I didn't find the actual story, and I didn't really like where the movie went.
It's incredible. Hulk's not on Earth anymore. He's out there. Thor, you meet Korg and Meek for the first time.
All good parts. Funny.
Valkyrie.
Cool.
Good character.
Sure.
Right? She likes to drink. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
She's a bit of a drinker.
Good.
You did like fucking Thor Ragnarok? I can't even have this conversation.
Right. When you rank something, it doesn't mean you didn't like them. These are just the order that I place them
in. Okay. All right. Fine. But you like all these movies you're about to name better than Thor Ragnarok, which is also Crazy Island.
Captain America, the First Avenger. Guardians. I'm always a fan of First. No, I'm sorry. So you want to know something?
You're a fan of First?
First. I like the way it sounds.
You remember your First?
Oh, I do. And I remember it real well. It was longer than you expect.
Good for you.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, Avengers Endgame. There it is.
So what number is that? Do you have the numbers or are you using the bullet points?
I have bullet points. 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 14.
All right. So not in the top half.
No, it's right under Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
And I have
so
a lot
you
of...
liked Ant-Man and the Wasp, which I actually liked.
Okay.
But you liked it more than Avengers Endgame.
Enjoyable, rewatchable.
What's your biggest problem with Avengers Endgame?
Not rewatchable.
What?
I know it sounds crazy because you just saw it once. Three hours.
People have seen this movie three times in the theater, like opening weekend.
Okay,
it's not rewatchable.
I'm not every other person, and I'm sorry that everybody just sips the Kool-Aid of the MCU. I think this was
guy who watches Raw and SmackDown every week.
I'm not denying that. Listen, I'm flawed. I am willing to admit it. But this movie really, with everything they did, and I can be hurt by overhype, all that, but I saw it the day it came out, not before, not Mac and Goo like 6 days before.
No, you didn't get the advanced
Keith
screening.
Before.
I saw it Thursday night with the masses.
That's technically before, though.
Like, yeah, I guess, but Friday, that's like the new Friday. Like, the last couple years, it used to be midnight Thursday, remember?
Yes.
And then now it's like 7 o'clock Thursday. You're like, wait a minute,
what? Yeah, what do we do? Like,
that's
3 o'clock
the same
I've seen
day.
Some.
All the posters that say, oh, it comes out on like the 5th. It's like, it comes out the 4th.
Yeah, I
did. Dumb.
But I also should have. Because I didn't even see you.
What, saw it Thursday?
No, I should paid Mac $1,000 to spoil it for you right when you walked in the
theater. I think he knows that our friendship is worth more than $1,000.
I would never
talk to him again.
Yeah, I don't.
$1,000?
Yeah.
I don't think he would do it for $1,000.
I think
he's doing better than you think he is.
And they're all right.
Now, if you gave him $10,000.
I don't have that kind of money.
No, that's true.
It would be worth it for me to give him $1,000 as soon as you sit down together. Like, literally.
This is all spoilers, by the way. So if he's. Yeah, so if
he sits down and he just says, Tony Stark dies.
Wow.
And then what would you do?
What would I do?
I think you'd freeze. He'd have a chance to run out of theater.
I would freeze. A lot would be racing through my head. I would probably swing at him. I'd probably throw a punch in and about his face.
Okay. What do you have in your, like, so when you go in, did you have food, drink with you?
I had a Long Island iced tea.
Okay, so I don't think you'd want to spill
I would not.
That.
I would pound that, punch him, and then leave.
I think he could get away.
And cry.
Or say, hey, man, I'm going to run to the bathroom real quick.
No, I would just be so disgusted. No, it would be one of those things where, like, he would get a nice little payday, $1,000. We could all use a thousand. That's a great payday. But I would never, ever talk to him again. And I would just spend the rest of my days trashing that podcast.
You're getting soft.
What do you mean I'm getting soft?
When I first met you.
Do you think I better forgive somebody?
Yeah, I think you would.
Oh, well.
You have children on the way. That's right, multiple.
I don't think so.
I've seen the future.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to be much softer. And you would forgive
them.
You forgive him.
I'm like you with spoilers.
Yeah.
And so if somebody spoiled a movie, I know you're not as excited about these as I am, but like whenever they come out with like the next wrestling movie, like Ready to Rumble 2.
I'm really noticing something. I'm really being like putting this in a small
little box. I actually like wrestling.
I don't care if people like or don't like, but that's not the only thing.
What else do you do? What else is there? Do you have other likes?
I like to pet my cat.
Great. So there's a big cat movie that comes out, like Garfield 2, Electric Boogaloo, and somebody comes in there and they're like, hey, Nermal dies. Like, what would you do?
Shoot.
Nermal sucks.
No, but you got
Nermal's a bitch.
Yeah, but you got to send Nermal away.
Yeah, but if somebody told you before you sat down that Nermal didn't make it through the movie, what would you do?
I'd be upset.
Yes.
But you know what I should have done? I should have paid him $1,000 to tell you the wrong spoiler.
But I think... Oh, so that happened to Davey.
Oh, really?
A kid in Davey's class, he told it on the podcast. He said that...
I haven't listened to anything, by the way. I wanted to talk to you. I have not listened to any of your guys' podcasts because I waited.
He said a kid was, like, going on, and all the other kids in the room were like, shut up. And he's like, who cares? Like Hulk died. Which didn't happen, but Davey hadn't seen it yet. So Davey's like, fuck, so now Hulk dies?
Detention. So
he had to wear a hat that said shame. He had to wear like a hockey helmet in class for a couple days.
You can do that still?
The kid was good with it. The kid wanted to
do
it.
How old is
the kid? High school.
Okay.
Yeah, high school.
I feel like that's even worse.
And then he actually beat him with a belt, which was insane.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he put that on YouTube, so you can watch that somewhere.
I'll check that out. That didn't happen. Hashtag dork.
Yeah, dork podcast on the YouTube.
So I can watch like
So you don't like this movie because it's not rewatchable.
That's one of my main reasons. I don't see myself... Okay, 45 minutes into the movie, I look over at my wife, and I say, I feel like I'm watching DVD extras. I don't feel like I'm actually watching.
A lot of conversation, not a ton of action.
Which I'm okay with.
Okay.
I'm not against that.
It's sort of like this last episode of Game of Thrones. We won't get into that if you haven't seen it yet, but it's sort of like that, right? Where you're like, you need all these characters to talk to each other and sort of set up what's going on.
See? But you referencing Game of Thrones, all these characters. In Avengers Endgame, 45 minutes in, there's like six of them. And we're just kind of mingling.
But don't you think it's a nice... You're tying up some loose ends. You're really highlighting the six original Avengers. It's like a send-off for them.
Now,
and I also didn't know who was going to go. I thought Captain America's gone. Maybe Tony's... I thought Iron Man was going to go, but he could have talked me into him staying. I had no idea what Black Widow was going to do.
Nope.
So I was like, I'm interested. And I'm just glad... They didn't do... There's two cop-outs that they could have done. They could have Days of Future Past it, where they kind of reset everything, and they're like, hey, Infinity War never happened, the snap never happened. They didn't do that, because the people that are still around have that memory of 5 years lost. So that's still... That is a big... Hello? That is a big-time... issue. I thought it could have been an issue if they did that. I would have been so pissed had they done that in like eliminated movies. They didn't do that, and they also could have had every like important character live, and they didn't do that either.
So let me get this straight. So we're gonna go to the ending here. So 5 years we jump 5 years.
Yeah. So 2023 now. I think
dusted,
it's the present.
Everyone that was dusted knows they were dusted.
Yes.
That's a big issue for me.
Why?
Because
isn't it better that they didn't? Because now that means Infinity War actually had some stakes.
No, I don't mind that.
High stakes, medium well. No, medium rare. Yeah. Medium well. I don't know why I said medium well. It's gross.
Medium well is you're ruining the steak.
No, medium. Medium.
Medium is...
You, medium. I usually go medium. Medium. Yeah, because a lot of these places, it's kind of a medium rare anyway, if I'm being honest.
Stay away from the nines.
But anyway, high stakes. Stakes.
But here's the point.
Mistakes
are
high.
So now they all know they died. So now we live in a world...
No, they didn't die.
Well, dusted, whatever you want to call it. And then they're just... Place back in society 5 years in the future?
Yeah, it's a fucking, it's a mind fuck.
But they're still 5 years in the past, like, age-wise.
Yeah. You gotta do it. Listen, Thanos had some effect.
He had some effect, but
he didn't kill half the place. They just took a little break for 5 years.
That is so weird.
That's so weird? There's also a giant green guy with glasses who's telling you about quantum realms.
Here we go.
You're going to say, that's a weird thing? It is a comic book movie.
All right, well, that's fine, but I've bought in for these 21 movies.
Yeah.
All right?
You haven't. Thor Ragnarok ranked fucking 22nd.
I still went to see it. I still spent the money.
It was hilarious.
And every freaking
I know him from work. What a great line.
It was fun. It was also in the trailer. It was in the trailer.
Yeah, I know.
Any big lines that are in trailers.
So was the puppet gift scene in Happy Time Murders, and that was a fantastic movie. Continue.
Come on. So, Hulk, where was he? I wanted the Hulk.
So that's Wiggy's biggest complaint. Wiggy's losing his mind.
I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to hear about anybody else's complaints.
Sorry.
All right?
If you're a Hulk fan...
Which most people are. Like, the Hulk. And maybe not Bruce Banner. Maybe not... But, like,
let me flip it right back on your stupid ass.
Come on.
What is the best depiction of the Hulk in any movie ever?
Is there a cartoon with the Hulk in it?
Thor Ragnarok, you moron. It is Thor Ragnarok. Your complaint about Endgame is Hulk wasn't good enough. He couldn't have been better in Ragnarok, and you don't even like Ragnarok.
All right, I'm going to say this one more time to get through your big head.
Okay.
I didn't not like
Thor
Ragnarok.
What time's NXT on tonight?
8 o'clock. It's not that I did not like Thor Ragnarok. It just is lower in my rankings.
It's fucking lower. It's below Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes,
and it's
I
below
really like that movie.
Captain America 1.
That's fine because it's an origin story. I'm a big origin
story. You're a big like, origin guy.
Yeah, Iron Man's my number two.
You like Wolverine Origins?
I don't. I'm not a big X-Men movie person. I love the cartoon.
Okay.
So anyways, but the Hulk, that was a huge disappointment for me. And they do this 5-year jump and it's like, oh, Hulk, like they worked out their issues. They're one in, but we don't know how or why.
All right, out of the surviving characters.
3 hours and we couldn't get a scene why the Hulk became that.
You got to see the Hulk from the first Avengers. You saw him bopping around a little
bit. Yeah, that was really fun. And then
Professor Hulk, though, nice little new twist on it, no?
I'm fine with
it. At least he was Hulk this time. Infinity War, you loved Infinity War. He wasn't Hulk at all.
But at the very beginning, he got his ass kicked. But that's why he wasn't the Hulk again. He was scared. Hulk got scared away.
Maybe that's still part of it. Thanos had that big of an effect on him.
That would have been nice to say.
I think sometimes what's unsaid is really important.
No.
It's the unspoken thing.
No, not true.
You know, in a relationship, sometimes the silence is nice?
Absolutely. My wife, I like it when she shuts her mouth.
Have you ever been silent?
No.
No. So you don't really know what I mean by that.
I thought of all the
surviving characters from Infinity War, because the other guys, they weren't really around enough to have a highlight. There's a million characters.
That was a major issue. So everyone talks about how great Infinity War. Infinity War is what, 2 hours, 15 minutes, give or take?
I want to say 2.5, but go ahead.
Right, 2.5.
Yeah.
So at least a half an hour shorter. They brought every single character in that movie, and they all had somewhat of a small storyline in it. And 2.5 hours. So let's just say, what's that, 15 characters, just throwing out a number?
15?
That had like somewhat of a storyline within Infinity War.
Oh, maybe even more.
Okay.
There's a bunch.
So we'll just say,
I mean, there's like 5 Guardians of the Galaxy, aren't there? Or whatever it is. Like, there's a lot of characters.
I'm just throwing out a low number. So then, in this movie, you don't get any of them. You get the toy dump at the end, is what I call it.
Oh, toy dump. We used to call that Avalanche.
We'd dump
all the buckets and then all the toys come from.
That's literally what that scene was. And I thought that was, I was like, where are these? 2 hours and 48 minutes into the movie.
But also, you can't go 5 years and then all of a sudden be like, hey guys, we got them all, and like start the movie and have everybody there. Like, I think you needed more of the emotional arc Tony Stark and Captain America, kind of almost in a way, finally seeing what the other one was talking about all these years.
That was a nice switch.
The all of a sudden Hawkeye is finally good. He sucked as a character for 21 movies. He was great. The opening scene in this.
No,
chills.
Okay,
I still have chills.
I still have chills.
Well,
here's a better reason you could get chills.
Yeah.
That scene should have been at the end of Infinity War. The Captain Marvel bullcrap is pissing me off through no
I
end.
Like the Captain Marvel thing, because what happened there the first Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that's fine. No, stop for a second.
They didn't add that to this movie, so they were able to, it wasn't 4 hours long.
You gotta be kidding me.
I would have watched that though, of course.
I liked Captain Marvel a lot. I liked the movie.
Yeah, you liked it more than Ragnarok.
Suck it. So the last scene of Infinity War, the most impactful movie maybe of all of
probably ever.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think it goes maybe Casablanca,
Infinity
War, then Godfather. Right after that, Cloverfield.
Yeah, I know you like Cloverfield, which is...
I was just anticipating it.
Odd take. Why are we so excited for Cloverfield?
You, J.J. Abrams.
All right, not really. We don't have time for that. Keep going.
Stop asking me questions.
Keep going.
Listen to my critics.
I haven't listened to a word you've said so far. You're not going to change my mind on
this.
No,
I'm not. I just want to...
All right, let's bullet point this. Jason Rossi's gripes.
Jesus.
His gripes.
So, the end of Infinity War, the last scene where Nick Fury... By the way, where was that dude the whole movie? 3 hours!
He gets snapped, too, you know.
I know, but we didn't even see him in that scene.
What is he going to do?
I don't care. Show up and say, hey, guys, go get him.
He was at the funeral.
That's great. That was it.
He had an eye patch.
He was a big part of this whole
thing. He got fucking scratched by a Flurkin. How are you going to respond?
Flurkin's coming up in this gripe. So the last scene, you see him getting dusted, and he hits this little magical button on some weird-looking pager, and then you see the Captain Marvel logo, and everybody in the theater goes, oh shit.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Right.
That scene meant nothing. It was literally an advertisement for a movie that was coming up, and that was it. Captain Marvel played little role in
that
this entire movie.
Okay, how would Iron Man and Nebula get back to Earth?
Oh, give me a break.
How would they?
I don't know.
Captain Marvel, who also destroyed Thanos' ship at the end.
There?
Captain
Marvel. That was an awesome scene.
Because you said that the pager had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it didn't.
Pager didn't disappear. Maria Hill and Nick Fury did. They found out that his body was there, so they took the thing. You saw the Captain Marvel end credit scene. They were trying to figure out what it was. Finally, they got the correspondence. Captain Marvel came down. Then they probably gave her a general area of where the ship might be.
Oh, she goes out there.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad.
Yes.
Thank you for filling in all the stuff we did not see.
I think any smart person would be able to figure that
out. I'm not smart, then.
I guess not.
Because,
that's a real problem. I've noticed that since we started this episode.
I like when things are given to me, not like, oh, you got to guess
on you're
this.
The guy. You're right. You're the guy. You need to fill in everything for
you. It was
3 hours
long. We didn't even get an introduction for Captain
Marvel. I will say, I will admit one thing. Captain Marvel, I feel like she is so powerful that they weren't entirely sure how to use her. I said that.
Fair.
Listen, it's not a perfect movie. I think Captain Marvel, they were like unsure. And the line that I thought was kind of cheesy, which she was like,
hey, me.
You're not going to see me for a while.
Oh, that,
like, that's such a loose kind of.
The whole thing was bothered. Her character was so bothered.
Like her haircut?
No.
Oh, well, all right.
But it's cool. I guess it's a throwback to the comic. I didn't read Captain Marvel. I had no idea who she was coming in, all right?
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
She was like Green Lantern.
I love Green Lantern. But they, not the movie. So that was really frustrating to me because they made that scene at the end of Infinity War, the post-credit, like that was going to be the most important thing, and it wasn't.
So you didn't like Captain Marvel, like the lack of Hulk, and you don't think it's rewatchable.
So, and here we go. You should have switched the beginning part with Clint and his family.
That part was amazing.
That should have been the end credit scene of Infinity War. I understand there's no
yeah, it was weird. It was weird
scenes.
That he wasn't in there at all.
Yeah, it didn't really make sense.
But I thought it was a great start to the movie.
It was.
And then they give you the
Mr. Fantasy.
Awesome. Awesome start.
The music
beautiful
also,
song.
There was ups and downs with the music. Everyone wants to criticize Captain Marvel, but this movie was trying to be like Guardians of the Galaxy at moments.
Yeah, it was more Guardians.
But it wasn't Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it wasn't.
Because they weren't around. And Rocket, was he in the movie?
Yeah, Rocket was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was.
I must have missed him.
Yeah, he had some good lines. What are you talking about?
Which ones?
Yeah, he had some great lines where he was saying
funny things.
Clint was. Yeah, Rocket was. Maybe you should rewatch the movie. Ever think of that? Rocket was fantastic. He had the little line when he was talking to Hawkeye at one point. He's like, bring my ship back. He's like, yeah, I'll probably bring your ship back. He's like, that's the worst promise I've ever heard in my life.
Okay.
He had some other ones, too.
But he just seemed like less impactful than he's ever been. And there was only, what, 9 characters?
Yeah, I think part of it is he works really well with the Guardians, and all the Guardians get snapped away. So he was kind of like even more of a fish out of water. But I thought he had some good lines. I thought there was a good reference to Black Widow. Was like, I email a raccoon. So, like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty used to weird stuff.
And I also wasn't the part where there was no callback to one of the best scenes I thought in Infinity War with Rocket and Bucky with his arm.
I was hoping he was going to get the arm.
I thought he at least should have tried to, like, pull it at one point and just been like,
because they were on screen together for, like, a second, right? And
I was thinking,
grab his arm.
And then he was going to say, like, I told you I'd get that. I was like, no, this
no
is like my
he
arm.
Didn't get the arm. There
and
was
then
no
he
could have
said,
there.
How about the gun? And then they laugh and they kill everybody.
They, right.
And also,
Howard the Duck was in the movie.
Yeah, great.
You don't like that?
That's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't see him. I noticed everybody.
I didn't see him live either. There's a lot going on there. You didn't like that last battle?
It was
a good
great.
Battle.
No,
it was good battle.
Here was my issue with it. Capture the flag with the gauntlet.
It was a little bit of a hot potato situation.
That's what the big
hot potato.
And you know, poor Black Panther just like shows up out of nowhere, hits his little button to make him all Black Panther-y.
Yeah. You didn't like when Captain America said Avengers Assemble and all the fucking characters on the screen and
all,
I came my pants.
A lot
you didn't
of
like
geek
that
moments when he grabbed Thor's what is it called? I've never
Mjolnir.
The
hammer.
Yes, thank you.
I think it's Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Well,
it's
all consonants at the beginning.
Mjolnir. Anyways, that, even I got like, there was a.
Yeah,
was a
you got Luler's movement down there for the first time in years.
I pumped a fist. I kind of did a pump of fist.
Your actual fist.
Yeah, actual
I didn't know
fist.
If that was like code for something.
No, later on, maybe.
Got it.
No, then it's out of
that part
soft
was amazing.
It was
amazing.
I'm not criticizing
this,
that.
This
moment.
Movie had a
all
bunch
right.
of amazing
so
scenes.
Here, give you some more of my real issues.
Right.
A rat saved the day. A goddamn random-ass rat is the reason everything is okay in the world today. That is such lazy bullcrap. You know what they should have done?
What?
They could have tied it back. You know what that could have been?
What could have? Oh,
Flurkin.
Flurkin.
It should have been.
It should have been the
it really
Flurkin.
Should. Like,
it
you
should.
Can, you
I'll give you that.
The rat
is
so dumb.
The rat freeing Scott Lang.
Ridiculous. So if that rat's off by 3 inches, none of this happens.
Or the rat could have done it 3 years earlier. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where, like, it's not like it happened the next day, at least. It was 5 years, and that happened. But you're right, that is sort of an odd,
and, like,
it's just, like, a very helpful thing. Like, oh, and we needed this to happen, so this happened. I'm with you. That was weird.
Was, like, very late. It was like there was a pencil, and they're like, we'll erase this. We'll just throw it
put the rat in there. Yeah, that is odd. It really should have been the Flurkin.
And we never got any, like, Scott in the Quantum Realm to be like, what was going on with him?
I was kind of surprised by that, but I just think they had so much stuff to do.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But, again, 3 hours.
No, I know, but they were ending it.
And you know what?
The 3 hours went by fast. Did it go by fast for you?
It did.
3 hours fucking hung by for me.
Was DVD extras.
I watched Hellboy in the theater. It was 2 hours long. I checked my phone like 30 times.
Bad movie?
Horrible. I didn't check my phone once in this, and I was locked
in. You guys didn't love that one.
Didn't love what, Hellboy?
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Was that the worst movie you guys did a solo on?
I don't know, man. I hated Us. I fucking hated
that
Us.
That movie's pretty bad, too. I've noticed
they're different kinds of
shit.
They're different kinds of shit. Yeah, you haven't.
I've been in a dark place.
What? Have you seen anything? You liked Captain Marvel, though, you said. That was
this year. Yeah, that was a while ago. But, whatever. Yes, Captain. But I wasn't like, oh my God, leaving the movie. Like,
no,
this is
I know.
The best.
No, I know. So, how many stones would you give Endgame?
2.5.
You're fucking out of your mind.
Okay,
2.5?
Because someone has a different opinion.
This is a rock hard 6.
Are you?
This is 6?
No.
Glistening.
At best, a 5.
Or
wreck stones. At best, a 5.
5's pretty good.
It is.
5's a good movie.
I'm giving it a benefit of the doubt. 5
is still the best. 5 would still be the best movie I've seen this year. I saw Glass. I saw.
Well, yeah, there's shit out there. I get okay. But this movie had so many dumb little issues.
I think after Infinity War, they just. Not necessarily that they back themselves in a corner, but close to it.
And I got right there.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, all your favorite characters. By the way, all your favorite characters, let's be real, are the ones that got dusted.
Well, not entirely. I thought that too, but Rocket's probably my favorite character, and
he
didn't get
dusted.
And then Gamora didn't get dusted.
And that's a whole other issue. But how didn't she get dusted at the end? So let me get this straight.
She might have.
No, we saw her.
No, we didn't.
We didn't see her afterwards. Wasn't that look when Quill's like when they're like trying to leave and you see her?
I think Gamora.
Ship?
Oh, I think
2012 version or whatever.
2014.
There's a whole other thing.
No,
what
time travel.
Time travel
is going to be confusing, but this they actually
travel,
did a pretty good job with it.
This wasn't time travel, by the way.
Well, it kind of was.
But yes,
they were traveling through time.
So I get time travel.
Kind of the definition.
All right, is a made up thing. You can do whatever you want with
well,
it.
Well, some think it is.
And they made some.
You
funny
ever read
lines.
The Time Machine, bro?
I have.
Classic book.
It is. It's not real. But so. I enjoyed the funny stuff. I thought, by the way, Paul Rudd, just give that guy everything.
He's really good.
He saved the movie in a lot of moments in this.
Yeah, he didn't make you cry laughing, but everything he said was worth. It was funny.
Listen, I know we got to wrap this up, so I want to just.
I win, you lose.
No, you know who wins? The listener.
No,
this
I think
has been
that.
So enjoyable.
But my point about Infinity War is after Infinity War, it was sort of hey, that's amazing.
So much to
but
say.
You guys need to finish this. How are you going to do it? And I think it was actually really difficult. And I think they did. Just about as good a job as they could have done after the great setup that was the first 20 movies.
One last criticism that I think was just an oversight. People can bash me about this. Thanos does a snap. He goes into what people say, oh, maybe it's in the Soul Stone. And he sees young Gamora. And she goes, what did it cost you? He says, everything. And then he's in his reality. And he gets out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Hulk just puts on this thing, snaps, nothing. Just no scene, no all this power in the universe. I thought maybe that's kind of it ties you into some emotional
maybe
tie.
He's got more gamma rays going through him.
Thank you. Again,
it's probably
you don't
gamma.
See. Then,
well, I mean, you don't need to see that. Nice. If you're a Hulk fan, you would
know
about
Black
it.
Black Widow. You give her a little
Black Widow. That Black Widow Hawkeye scene was amazing.
Two characters, though, if either one
they
of them died.
This is the best movie that both of them ever had.
Great, we're really set
it's
the bar.
A lower bar,
high.
Perhaps,
yeah,
but still, they're both great.
So
I like it more than you did.
Everybody did. Yeah. That movie blows.
It was not good. No, that's in my
also,
bottom
no
half.
No Vision. I thought you couldn't give him
no
a little
Vision's
love.
A complaint.
I'm just giving you people that were just not in it. You have a toy
no
dump
vision.
Scene.
There's 1,000 characters in this movie, and you
they
go no Vision.
They dump every character.
Prosecution rests, Your Honor. There was no Vision in the movie.
You didn't like Vision?
No.
Handsome guy. Handsome red
He
bastard.
Actually looks better with the makeup on than without it. Which I know Paul Bettany's a good looking guy or whatever.
That's what I'm talking about. The red face. That,
when
that's
he,
an attractive
in
face.
Infinity War, when he took the paint off, I was like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, in the beginning. And then it started glowing. I'm like, yeah, get that back.
There you go. Get
that
stone.
Get that stone
going.
So, I think what's really confusing is that at the end, Tony, somehow he has all the powers. Everyone's just able to do stuff with the stones all
of a killed
sudden.
Him.
I understand
it did
that.
Fucking kill him.
Not instantaneously.
Well, pretty fucking close.
The pepper pots.
I don't like pepper
pots.
I don't like pepper
that
pots.
That was where I almost cried. Everyone
says,
Spider-Man. No. Spider-Man
no, pepper
was
good.
Oh,
that was a good line. Yeah,
and then when she's like, you can rest. I was like, ooh, because if you watch Iron Man 3, which a lot of you probably haven't.
I don't like Iron Man 3, but you're right. It helps
there was
really
more
build the character. Yeah.
That was another issue. He had all this anxiety, and it was such a really good story. Thor is like fat, and they're making fun of him. It's like, no, he's
a drunk. He's an alcoholic
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's like losing it because of everything that happened. Like, he's having all the anxiety. It's like, oh, really rough
no,
on
No, and
it's
I think that came out, too. Like, the writers were talking about that. They're like, idea of... Well, they did, but not only... No, but they were saying, they didn't think, oh, this would be funny. Like, it ended up being funny, but they were like, Thor's going through some stuff. So, this is what's going to happen to him.
Of all the movies...
Dude, the Korgan Meek Fortnite scene, also one of the greatest scenes ever put on cinema.
You know, here's going to be the issue. That's not going to age well. Because Fortnite will be a forgotten thing in about 10 years.
No, but Fortnite's already been super popular for two years. And it'll...
Okay, let's just jump to this.
Okay.
Dark World, that's a movie we're revisiting.
Yeah.
For Thor?
Yeah, you better believe it. There was a stone in that movie. You can't not do it. You're going to go back to all the other ones.
I know.
You say Endgame's not rewatchable, which is wrong, but also it makes you want to rewatch all the other movies now,
That's
too.
That's all it is. It was an advertisement for 21 movies. No,
please. For Disney Plus. At the end, they're like, Disney Plus. Disney Plus.
I thought that was going to be. You actually, everyone said, oh, there's no end credit scene. You heard like the little, like, maybe hammer of Iron Man, whatever. No, what it actually was, there was a big advertisement. Yeah, Disney Plus. We'll return.
$69 a year.
Yeah, we'll come.
Buy now. I'm like, all right, I'll get that.
Also, like, Tony, I thought, shouldn't have had his child. I thought he should have had to sacrifice everything.
That's why he was like, hey, like, we're not going to erase the last 5 years. Like, that's why,
like, I'm good.
It gave him a better reason for that. But then he was also torn because Spider-Man was like a kid to him, too, so he wanted to fight for that.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I thought it was a little like, no, he does. He knows him pretty well. I don't know if you ever saw Homecoming.
I'm pretty sure he knows him pretty good.
He was in Infinity War.
Deep 40 voices doesn't make it any better, right?
I love the movie. I can't wait. I'm probably going to go see it again.
I am, too. And by the way,
Wait a minute, you just said...
I'm going to still see... I'm saying it's not an overly... Like, Infinity War, I'm popping that crap on.
How about this? The first person to direct message at Jason D. Rossi... God. The first person, right?
Okay.
Is this okay?
I don't care.
Your DMs are open.
Yeah, they can
To tweet at Jason D. Rossi and tell him his take is horrible.
No. Tell him my take is good. Who agrees with me? There's people out there. Sorry,
but the people
who
agree with you don't want to see it again because you're trying to give away more tickets, right?
We can give away some tickets.
So let's give away some tickets. But I say you get into Jason D. Rossi's DMs.
Yeah, you can slide in there.
And say, hey, listen to the episode. I want them tickets. Give me them tickets. And then put like a funny gif in there.
Yeah, so give me a funny gif or an emoji.
An emoji.
Everything.
Eggplant emoji.
Yes.
And then Rossi will give away those tickets.
I want a thick eggplant emoji. Because that's what this movie kind of was.
No, it wasn't. For me, it was.
I just think at the end of the day, they try to make it very emotional. Like with the Clint and Natasha scene.
Yeah, great.
But it didn't get that next level emotion for me.
Well,
I don't know what it is. Maybe
because you're made of stone.
All right, that's going to do it, Ross.
We don't have any time.
We got a second. It's 5 minutes commercial. No, hold on. The other issue I had with this is why at the, like, with all the snapping. Like, everyone's snapping all over the place.
Well, it's two snaps, but yeah.
So, the stones now are back to where they originally were, right?
Yeah, because Captain America put them back.
So, does Doctor Strange have the time stone in present day?
In present day?
Where are we going with these movies is my question. I'm very confused.
That's why we'll see what happens in Far From Home.
Yeah, and also that trailer, it was just like, hey, listen, you better have seen this movie.
They fucking did it. I mean,
come on.
But we knew they were making a Spider-Man even when he was snapped away. No, they got their work. The world was saved by a random ride. They got a lot to do. All right, that's going to do it. You can hit us up and let us know who you think won this debate. I think we already know.
Well,
at Dork Podcast, at Jason D.
I just
Rossi.
Put little thoughts in your head.
Thanks for listening. DorkPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to be back next week. We got more Game of Thrones. The Thrones boys are back.
Sunday night, live reacts.
You like those?
I do like those.
Good, thank you. That's on the YouTube.
It's my Monday ride in.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, so we post them here. You can also watch them live right after the show. There's a chat room there. You can get in there with comments and questions and all that nonsense. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Jason. You didn't sway me at all.
No, you know what?
Six out of six, 2.5 out of 6, and that's going to do it.
6 out of 6.
Another perfect episode.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.